Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. This week's socialist inbox is given over to readers' comments in the hours and days following December's general election and its likely implications. Bill Trade Union's fit-for-purpose Labour's electoral catastrophe was entirely predictable. A party founded to represent the political views of the working class, that abandons that role in the most important political decision of the age, in this case Brexit, cannot expect to retain working class support in an election. We expected the opposition of the Blairites, but the short-sighted pro-Remain position of Labour lefts was no less damaging to Labour. Their inability to understand the true, pro-capitalist, anti-working-class nature of the EU is tragic, and when Corbyn allowed himself to be manoeuvred into this position, the anger of the working class was palpable in Labour's heartlands. But for the working class, a pendulum swings between two planes, the political and the industrial. Defeated on one plane, they move to action on the other. The trade unions will soon be the main field of struggle, as the Tories capitalize on their success by attacks on workers' rights and living standards. Attention now falls on the trade unions, sluggish, ill-led in many cases, with a few exceptions, dominated by right-wing, non-militant leaderships. This situation must be challenged and changed. Relentless war must be waged on faint-hearted union leaders. Challenge, oppose and replace them. Above all, organize workers to resist the attacks. Build a trade union movement fit for the momentous tasks ahead. Let the Tories know that they have won the election, but not the attack on the working class. Roger Bannister, Liverpool.